On the night of July 9th, 2008, Daryl and Herb Wish were at home when a frantic tenant called them to say that their building was on fire. As landlords in a building where people rent out rooms, Daryl says they weren't overly concerned at first. There had been smaller fires in the Springfield rooming house, and they had just installed a new alarm system that automatically summoned the fire department. They rushed to the scene to find fire trucks and a crowd on the street in front of the blazing structure, which also housed a movie theater.
I mean, it clearly wasn't a mattress on fire. It was clearly coming down. And you began to see the flames coming out of the windows and through the roof. And thank God no one was hurt. One fireman wrenched his back. That was the worst of the problem.
But other sorts of problems did arise when the smoke cleared, not just for the Wishes, but for their uninsured renters, for an adjacent property owner, and for the community at large. The Wishes say they got a generous insurance settlement, but not big enough to replace the building while meeting the more stringent codes that apply to new construction. So, after a few months of deliberation, they sold it to the town of Springfield for a dollar, and Springfield Housing and Housing Vermont teamed up to redevelop the property. Bill Morlock directs Springfield Housing, and he says investing millions of state and federal grant money into 9 new apartments and a posh movie theater was, in retrospect, a big gamble.
There were people who were worried that, you know, if we got in this particular venture that the movie theater might not go. And we said, well, you know, we thought it was important for downtown to have some kind of economic catalyst to bring more businesses downtown. So we were willing to sort of take the chance on this, and I think we're going to hopefully be proved right that it did, you know, it's doing well enough so that it has helped downtown.
Morlock says it's too early to say whether the rebuilt block has spurred economic growth, but at least he says the housing and movie theater are breaking even, and he loves to show it off.
So, we again, when we did this over, we put the tin ceiling, put that back as it was what it looked like originally. The sconces that you see lighting on the side were actually in the theater going back, way back to the 40s, I think.
The theater's next-door neighbor, property owner B.J. Crowley, says Springfield Housing did a great job on the rehab, but it wasn't easy for him, as a private developer, to find the money to rebuild his retail and residential property next door, which was also badly damaged in the fire. Lunching in a Main Street restaurant, Crowley says he's not sure it made sense to invest public dollars into the Ellis Block.
No, I was not a proponent of it. I thought it probably should have been torn down. That was, you know, $3 million that went into that building. When you're sitting next door as a private citizen and seeing what they gain and what we don't, it just doesn't seem like it's a fair playing field.
And Crowley says the Ellis Block, however attractive, cannot be a magic bullet for a downtown that's seen better times.
Springfield needs a whole lot of help, you know, industry, you know, more than residential units and a movie theater. So it's not like it's going to bring back an entire community that's lost.
Crowley also doubts the need for a new ordinance that requires all rental properties to be registered and inspected at the property owner's expense. Supporters say it will make public buildings safer and more fireproof, but Crowley says it's burdensome and unnecessary, since his buildings already get inspected by state and local authorities. The inspection arm of the registry ordinance is also a thorn in the side of Bill Morlock of Springfield Housing.
If the state's going to be responsible anyway, a town ordinance is not going to make them come in any quicker. You can't make the state do something they don't have the manpower to do. The fire chief can go into any of these buildings right now. You don't need a town ordinance for that.
A hearing on the ordinance will be held August 19th before the revote on August 20th. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.